Okay, welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. Just had a minor, seemed like a minor problem with the bot that I'm using to record this, but it seems we're working okay now, so. Maybe it just didn't hear me the first time, I don't know. Anyway, today is October 6th, 2021. And today I will be covering haunted mines, as in mining for materials. As always, with all my episodes, you'll be able to find this episode on my podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And also, as always, if you would like to send me a comment or a question or a topic suggestion, you can email me at salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. That's salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. No spaces, no uppercase, no symbols, just as it sounds. And then on the podcast page, that's also where you can find links to all my social media and ways to donate to the podcast, and as well as, like I said, all the episodes. I usually upload the episode that I record the same night I record it, so it should be up. This one should be up soon. So, on Monday we covered haunted caves in general, and to go along with that, I thought it'd be interesting to look into haunted mines. So I found a couple of articles that talk about this a little bit, and, I'll share those in the chat here, and I'll include them in the show notes. What's interesting about one of these sites is it's actually not even a history or a paranormal website, but you never know what you'll find, where you'll find stuff. Sometimes websites will just cover the paranormal in one or two articles, mainly just because of the time of year that it is, which is my favorite time of the year, right near Halloween. So, but anyway, there's the link for the first website. The pictures are pretty interesting. So I definitely recommend looking into the, checking out the articles here and looking at the pictures of things. But let's get into this article here. Excuse me. Invert the colors, okay. So, this article is, kind of has your stereotypical Halloween vibe, like, style of title, but it says, Seven Haunted Mines from Around the World and Their Creepy History. Histories, excuse me. So, let me see here. Can't go out here. Okay. So, anyway, it just has a little intro as to what it's talking about, this article here. Talks about, the first one it talks about is the Waldeck Mine, Waldeck. Apparently there's a lot of strange sounds and voices that come from that cave. It's a golden quartz mine near the Nevada border in Washington, California. That's interesting. How many more? I'm guessing there's lots of Washingtons throughout the U.S., I mean, it just seems like that pops up a lot. I wonder why. Gee. Anyway, that's just kind of funny because there's also a little town near where I lived called Washington. But, anyway, so yeah, this, it's a, quartz mine near the border of Nevada in the town or the city of Washington, California. Some people believe the sounds are more like, they sound more like snakes, but other people believe the sound is from, some people believe the sounds from the video that this, the section is referencing are fake. Anyway, that's all I mentioned about that one, but if it's just the video, then yeah, you could say maybe it's just fake, but maybe I'll have to look into that one more. Another one in California here is called the Maggie Mine. M-A-G-G-I-E. Mine. And it's part of the San Bernardino County Regional Parks. And they have a ghost tour. It's part of the Calico Ghost Town, which is a silver mining camp that was later turned into a roadside attraction in the desert near San Bernardino. Apparently it's deeper in the desert. Says that the mine was constructed in 1881. And as to older, as to the stories, doesn't say much about the stories. I guess I didn't skim this article very well. But I apologize for that. But it does say they have ghost tours, so I'm guessing you can check out more information about it. Okay, the next one is Oaks Mining Pit. It says one of the worst mining disasters in England happened in this pit. It's in Barnsley, England, and it happened in 1866. It's a historical landmark now. It says, for a period of 2 days, a series of explosions went through the mine. Oh, wow. Apparently over 360 men and this younger men or boys died in this place. And it says there's this one group of investigators that say that there was a lot of negative energy there. Just listening here, or looking here, not listening. So, one of the, apparently they made contact through electronic voice phenomenon and other devices with one of the team members' deceased father, although it's interesting that that does happen once in a while. Spirits will supposedly go and visit their loved ones while they're investigating places. That's weird, though, that they went there. I guess unless the place was really negative, maybe they went there to help protect the person and the team. That's possible. But yeah, that's sad, obviously. So that's then for that one. I do have two articles here, so if this one keeps being pretty vague about everything, then hopefully maybe the other one will do better. I forgot until just now I didn't really skim through these very well. So that is my mistake. We will see what else we can find, if nothing else. If these two articles don't take up the whole show. The next one they mention in this article is the Tonopah Mining Park. And this is in Nevada. Apparently there was a lot of minerals there, a lot of precious metals there. Gold, silver, copper, and lead. They were in use until 1947. But then a fire, and then the railroad leaving the area left the area desolate, it says. It says a few mines operate today still. But it doesn't say anything that... Let me see here. There we go. That's what I wanted. Okay. Apparently, there's enough activity there that various paranormal groups have actually wanted to investigate there and have done that. The tunnel goes to a steel cage where visitors can view the mining shaft that drops 500 feet. Let me see here. It says there's a guided walking ghost tour. Yeah, I don't like this article. It says there's tours, but it doesn't really say much about the things going on in the places. But anyway, my mistake. I forgot to scan these better. Next one, it says San Manuel Magma Copper Mine is the next one. Apparently, for a while, it was the largest copper mine in the world, and it's in San Manuel, Arizona. Apparently, spirits of miners have been seen there, along with lights, strange lights. There's even been a ghost that has been nicknamed White Boots, since basically that's what people see of the spirit is. The thing that sticks out most, I guess, about one of these spirits is that they wear white boots. Apparently. Wow, this is interesting. It says that this being is said to haunt more than just that set of mines. Many other mines around the world, although I wonder how they would just figure that out. I mean, I don't know, that's interesting. I mean, I guess it's not impossible, but there's just white boots that they're basing that on. I don't know. So yeah, that's what they say about that one. That's interesting that they say it's the same being that haunts a lot of different mines. I don't know what to make of that. So, but let me see here. Go back to this here. I think this article is almost done. Next one is the Sterling Hill Mine, which is in Ogdensburg, New Jersey. It was opened in 1897. Apparently, it was a zinc mine, and it closed in 1986. Says the mine over the years it was open, the mine saw nearly 80 deaths. To this day, it says there are stories of paranormal activity there, including hearing footsteps, voices, or whispers, and they've claimed to see shadowy figures or faces in the windows of the remaining buildings outside the mine. Wow, it says the mine itself has 19 levels going 2,850 feet deep with 65 miles of tunnels. That's a lot. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know much about mines, so I guess I shouldn't say that's a lot. That just seems like a lot to me. Apparently one of there's a miner that is seen, riding a bike. Says that, okay. No, he doesn't ride a... It says he used to ride a bicycle around town until he went missing. And they say, supposedly, that his spirit is in the mine. Let's see here. I think we're on one of the last ones. This one is the Platteville Haunted Mine. And this is in Platteville, Wisconsin. Just looking here. Apparently this is also, it's the name of the place is the former, it was the former Bevins Lead and Zinc Mine. And it's said to be home to the ghost of a former miner, as well as the victim of a hanging. The mine opened in 1845 and is now part of the History and Nature Museum in that town, or in that city. And they, the, apparently in, around Halloween, they the city hosts tours. And people can also ride the a mine train, I never heard of such a thing, down into the mine to get a sense of working conditions for the miners. Let's see here. So that's the end of that article. Excuse me. So, but I think it just shows there's all kinds of mines out there. And a lot of them are said to be haunted. Let me see here. Oh, this is the other one I had. Okay. Let's see, did I put the right link in there? Oh, let me see here. You know what I did? I messed up. I put one link in the chat, and I was reading the other article. Again, my mistake. One I put in the chat was the one I'll read now. Let's see here. I'll just go to the one. I'll put the link in after I'm done, once I figure out what I did wrong. I think I just have to put the other link in there. Let's see here. Yeah, this is the one I just finished, okay. Sorry about that. But I had everything set up, and not quite, but it happens. Let me see if this is the other one. Let me see here. I think this should be the other one, yeah. Okay, there we go. Okay, so now both links are in the chat, and I'll put them in the page, obviously, or the podcast description. Excuse me. So, let's get into this other article here. This is the one that had the, that's why I was confused. This one had the, kind of Halloween-ish, title. It says, Haunted Mines, Spooky Tales of Ghosts and Gold. This is the one that had the, it's on a site that I didn't expect. It's on the U.S. Money, I think it is. Not a paranormal site at all, but, so that's interesting. So, let me see here. This one has a handful of mines, so we'll go through this one. The first one it talks about is the Phoenix Gold Mine in Idaho Springs, Colorado. It was discovered in the 1870s, may have been abandoned by humans, but visitors claim that spirits still inhabit the space. Apparently, the human remains have been found in the mine. There's reports of people performing dark magic in there. Says that voices have been heard. Two men, supposedly, and it says that they were supposedly murdered nearby, which doesn't say how they know that, but. It says that the mine is so strange that the. Okay, well, they mentioned that, a show that I don't have a lot of faith in, but they say that it was, they said that it was so eerie that the crew from the TV show Ghost Adventures trekked deep inside and encountered a tiny malicious spirit called a Tommyknocker. According to folklore, Tommyknockers can be both good and bad. Some miners used to believe, and I think we talked about this on Monday, that Tommyknockers would knock or hammer on mine walls to lead them to gold, while others believe the knocking sounds would lead them to certain deaths. That's not exactly what I mentioned on Monday. The other things I heard about them was that they either knocked because they were warning of a cave-in, or they were knocking because they were starting the cave-in. That their knocking was what caused the cave-in. So, okay. This is actually covering some of the same places as that other article, but it's kind of going into a little more detail about the hauntings there, it seems, so far. Because this one, again, mentions the Maggie Mine. In Calico, California. It's said to have a lot of paranormal activity. Let's see here. Apparently there's also a cemetery nearby where, according to reports, there are more grave markers than bodies. That's interesting. Doesn't say much else about the paranormal stuff, but that's what we have so far. The next one it mentions again is Tonopah, Nevada. Apparently it also has a ghost town in it, along with the mine, which I guess would be true for many mines. I do need to do an episode on haunted ghost towns. Apparently the hotel that's near there is supposedly haunted by former guests of the hotel. And apparently there's a woman that's seen in wearing red and is said to shake the chandeliers and leave pearls in rooms. That's interesting. And that's basically what it says about that. The next one we haven't covered, so that's good. Let me see here. Get back to this. This is the Crescent Mine in Sumter, Oregon. I don't know. I always say that different ways, and I don't know why. Visitors to this mine enjoy a golden opportunity to be scared. Okay. Apparently, there was another team of investigators that checked out this mine. Let me see here. It just mentions that they have detected spirits there. It doesn't say how. But, yeah, so now I'm wondering if it was featured on a TV show. I'm wondering how much activity really is there. I'll have to do an episode about the paranormal and the entertainment, the reality television entertainment thing. I think it's kind of might be good to do that sometime. The next one it mentions is the Lost Dutchman State Park in Apache Junction, Arizona. Oh, mentions that it's near the Superstition Mountains, which mountains seem to have, I mean, they're close to caves a lot of times, and caves we know can be haunted, and so I'm guessing mountains can too. Some people believe that this mine is one of the most haunted places in Arizona. It's haunted and even guarded by spirits, it says. So the exact location of the mine remains unknown. So apparently they're just talking about a general area, which is interesting. Let's see here. The next one, there's only two left here. Are we doing on time? Okay, we're doing okay. The next one is the St. Elmo. Oh, I guess it just says St. Elmo, Colorado. It's a town. It was once a hub for gold and silver mining. But then eventually the mines were used up, basically, and shut down. But it says a lot of the former residents still linger, apparently, spirits. And it says that one of the best-known ghosts is Annabelle Stark, a woman who stayed in St. Elmo even after everyone else had left. So I'm guessing they mean even while she was still alive, but then eventually she passed there. That's what it mentions about that. Apparently there's... yeah, so that's what it mentions about that one. This next one I've seen on TV. The old U.S. Mint in New Orleans. It says from 1838 to 1909, old mint cranked out coins for both the U.S. government and the Confederacy. And it's one of the only places that apparently made both at different times. Apparently now it's the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Apparently, yeah, see, it mentions that it was featured on Ghost Hunters, the original series. Apparently, there's one of the people that used to work there said there were as many as four different spirits, two men and two women, that... apparently they're active in the place. So, and I'm guessing if you go back, you can probably find that show somewhere online or on some kind of service. But, yeah, so I think it just shows, like I said, you never know. I really do think that there can be activity almost anywhere in the world, depending on the circumstances and the just the history and the people that are currently there, how sensitive they are, or how, if they're not sensitive at all, maybe they won't have anything happen. It's hard to say. But, I think that's going to be it for today, since that's all I had for those, for this episode, for articles. And, Friday I'll be doing another, episode of just true ghost stories from the internet. And, I do something else during that show, special, just to mark the, basically the fact that I can now have people come on to the stream with me, and I can actually record them talking. So, I don't know what I'm going to do yet for sure, but we'll figure that out between now and then, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'll be sharing stories, and then we'll, maybe I'll even take some calls from listeners, although it's more like just having people unmute themselves. That's going to be kind of our version of calls. But anyway, so that's the plan for Friday. I'll give more details in the Discord, which you can find on the podcast page. And also, I usually post it in social media before my streams. So if you don't, if it doesn't work for some reason, if it doesn't work, please let me know at some point if it the link is expired. I know that happens sometimes. But, I know my social media links are still good, and I post the Discord links there as well, usually when I'm before I stream. So, and then you would just join and listen in. And, thank you all for listening. And, I'll talk to you all on Friday. Have a good night.